PBS Kids opens worlds of possibilities for all children, thanks to PBS stations and viewers like you.
Butterfly in the sky, I can go twice as high. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading rainbow. I can go anywhere. Friends to know and ways to grow, a reading rainbow. I can be anything. Take a look, it's in a book, a reading.
That's a good pup. Oh. Oh. Oh, yeah. Yeah, good boy.
Oh. Hi. As you can tell, I'm in love. Puppy love. Darla, their mom, just had this litter, and she's letting me help take care of them. They're golden retrievers, and they're about 7 weeks old, and all they do is lick and play and, well, they do a few other basic things, too. You know, when you hold a pup, it's easy to tell why dogs are man's best friend. But other friends can be special, too. And that's what two girls in this book, Best Friends, discover.
Best Friends. Story and pictures by Stephen Kellogg. Read by Liza Secret. Louise Jenkins and I love horses, but we aren't allowed to have real ones. I said, let's pretend that a stallion named Golden Silverwind lives in a stable between our houses. Louise loved the idea. After school, we pretended that we rode Golden Silverwind. Our magic witch hats gave us the power to make our neighborhood anything we wanted it to be. And after dark, when it seemed to be haunted, we weren't scared as long as we were together. We were best friends.
Hi, Louise.
Louise, we're here.
Summer came, and so did Louise's aunt and uncle. They took her to a mountain resort for a vacation. Louise told me she didn't want to go. It will be awful, she said, and I'll miss you every day. When she left, our neighborhood turned into a lonely desert. I missed her so much. I wished Golden Silverwind and I could rescue her. Finally, I got a postcard. It said, Dear Kathy, this place is terrific. Yesterday, I saw three deer behind the lodge. There are lots of kids my age, and Aunt Pat and Uncle Bart take us camping on Pinecone Peak. I hope you're having fun, too. Love from your friend, Louise. Later, I heard Mrs. Jenkins say that Louise had made lots of new friends and was having the best summer of her life. Louise Jenkins was a traitor. She was my worst friend. I wish that a volcanic eruption would blast Pinecone Peak into pebbles. Mom told me not to be jealous of Louise's new friends. Later, she said, I heard that the house across the street has been sold. Maybe there'll be someone your age in the new family. When the moving man came, I asked him if it was someone my age. He said, nope, it's Mr. Jode. He's 72. This was the worst summer of my life. The new family was one old man. Mom said we should be good neighbors, and she sent me to invite Mr. Jode for a cookout. When he saw my witch hat, he said, I wish you'd use your magic powers to help me find good homes for the new puppies that Sarah is expecting. I ran home to ask Mom if I could have one. She said, yes. I couldn't wait to have a puppy of my own. And if Louise Jenkins wanted to play with it after she got back from Pinecone Peak, I'd say never. That would fix her. I told Mr. Jode I wanted a spotted one, just like Sarah. The first spotted one will be yours, he promised. One day, Mrs. Jenkins showed up and said, I understand that your dog is expecting puppies. I'd like to reserve one for my daughter, Louise. I couldn't stand to think of Louise having one of Sarah's puppies. I told Mr. Jode that I would keep all of them. Mr. Jode asked me if I was afraid that Louise wouldn't give her puppy a good home. I had to admit that she would. A week later, Louise came back. She started talking about all the campouts on Pinecone Peak and how her uncle and aunt had already planned a return trip for the following summer. I pretended to be very interested in my book. Then she told me that she was very glad to be home and that she had missed me very much. She had brought me a red Pinecone Peak sweatshirt, a sparrow's feather, a rock collection, and a whistle and a lanyard that she had woven herself. I told her how much I'd missed her, but I didn't tell her how mad I'd been. I took Louise to meet my new friends. I said, aren't Sarah's spots beautiful? I'm going to get the first puppy that looks like her. A few nights later, Mr. Jode called to say that Sarah was having her puppies. By the time we arrived, one puppy had already been born. It was brown. Mr. Jode handed him to Louise. Sarah went to sleep. Mr. Jode and Louise made hot chocolate and tried to think of a name for her puppy. I couldn't wait for mine to be born. Sarah slept for hours. Finally, Mr. Jode said, it looks like there's only one puppy this time. I felt awful. It wasn't fair. Louise got to spend the whole summer camping on Pinecone Peak. And now she had Sarah's only puppy. Louise said, I think the brown puppy should belong to both of us. We could name him Golden Silverwind. Mr. Jode said, I'll build him a doghouse between your houses. When I got home, I kept thinking how lucky I was to have a special friend like Louise. I was already worried about how much I'd miss her when she went away next summer. But at least this time, when she's camping on Pinecone Peak, I'll have Golden Silverwind all to myself.
I guess Kathy and Louise found out that friendship means hanging on through the rough times as well as the good. But the good times are what we all like best. What are some of the good times for you and your best friend?
We go to the library together.
Go sledding on a real snowy day.
Me and my sister are the most fun of the best.
My best friend is Lola, and we like to play games together.
My imaginary friend is a little girl named Sarah, and she
loves to come to school with me, but no one ever sees her because she's invisible.
We play baseball together, and I make the home runs.
This is my friend Rachel, and we love to ride our bikes together, and I take her to the park.
This is my best friend Lowell.
Good girl. This is Darla. One of the things that Darla and I like to share is a treat. So while I eat animal crackers for people, she eats people crackers for dogs. Sharing with someone special makes you feel like you're the one getting the treat. Sharing isn't always easy. It sometimes means giving up something you love because someone else needs it more.
Richmond. The name of my dog is Abby, and she's a black lab.
Good girl.
We only have Abby for 1 year because she needs to be trained to be a guide dog for a blind person.
My name is Elaine O'Sullivan. And I am recently blind within the past year or so. It's a lonely business. It's a scary business, being out in the world and not really being sure of where you are out in that world and where you are in relation to the rest of the world around you. It's pretty scary. Walking with a cane requires a tremendous amount of concentration to keep yourself walking straight down the sidewalk. It's difficult. I thought that maybe having a dog would be the answer.
In the last 7 months, Abby has really grown up. And now she's so big she can almost lead me around. Now that she's bigger, she's learned a whole lot of things, like not to jump up on people, not to bark, to be kind, to sit.
We're going to make you a beautiful dog.
Abby and I are friends because we like to play together, and I think we make a perfect couple.
Here, Abby, there's your food.
Beth, what would you like to eat this morning?
Nothing.
No? You're not hungry? No. You look so sad. What's the matter?
We're going to give up Abby today.
Well, I also feel very sad that Abby is leaving us today. You knew that one day you'd have to give her back when we got her.
I know, but I didn't know it would come so soon.
Mom? I'm not sure I want to do this again because it means giving up a dog which you've become very attached to.
It's very important to give a puppy like Abby a lot of love so that she can give that love back when she grows up. We want her to love her owner.
I hope the person's nice.
Well, I'm sure that the person will be very nice and will take very good care of Abby.
I hope so.
I'm sure of it.
When you get ready to go forward, you're going to use your right hand.
This is John, my trainer, and he's trying to give me the feel, the sensation of walking with a dog.
All right, are we ready?
Ready.
Okay.
Forward.
That's good. There we go, nice and relaxed.
He's teaching me how to walk straight ahead and feel the dog when it moves a little bit over to the right. Moves a little bit over to the left to take me around an obstacle. He's holding on to the handle in an attempt to simulate walking with the dog.
Now, we're going to be coming up to the curb.
Okay.
Just bring the hand back in line with the hip. Come on, trust me. Trust me, you're going to have to trust your dog, too. Slowly, and there you are.
My trainer takes a lot of time with me so that he can pick the dog that would best be suited for me. It's a big decision.
That's it. Right down, and there you go. Elaine, I have your dog for you.
Yes.
Female black lab named Abby.
Abby?
Okay, here's the leash. Hang on.
Okay.
Give me a light.
Okay.
And I'll see you in a few minutes.
All right, John. Thank you. So you're Abby, huh? Are you Abby? You're Abby. Wow, she sure is bigger than I expected her to be. What a nice dog. Gonna come home and live with me? Huh? I don't know how the puppy walker could give her up. Guess you must be some kind of special person to have a dog for a year and then say, well, I gotta give this dog to somebody else.
Now, this is going to be your very first walk.
Okay.
Probably be a little bit nervous, but try not to, okay? I have a safety leash that I'm going to attach to the dog, and I'll talk you through everything once you try.
There's more to a guide dog than I ever thought there would be.
Except you're right.
You have to learn an awful lot of things. You have to get your feet in the right position. You have to put your weight on the proper foot.
Straight. That's it. Nice and easy. That's it. She goes too fast. It's a little tiny snap on the handle thing. Steady.
Steady.
That's it. Now, try to relax and enjoy the walk. Keep looking down the block. You're doing just fine.
Walking down the street the first time was very scary. I don't know the dog. I'm not sure she's going to stop at that curb. Maybe she'll walk me right out into the middle of the street. My girl. Good girl. That's my girl. Yeah. Good girl. Nice and straight. Abby just has turned my life around. She's my eyes, and by her actions, she tells me what she sees. She's the best thing that's happened to me in a very long time.
Isn't she a good girl?
Yeah, we're lucky she got such a nice person.
I didn't know how much it would hurt to give up Abby, but when I saw the lady with Abby, I knew that I wanted to get another dog and help somebody else.
Straight to that curb. Good girl. Good girl.
Austin! Come here, Austin! Austin! Come here. Austin, we're gonna have a great year together.
Rub-a-dub-dub. Darla's in the tub, but I'm the one getting a bath. For most dogs, an occasional shampoo and brushing is all they need. But show dogs are different. They get clipped and cleaned and primped and preened until they look like, well, until they look like the cat's meow. That feel good? Yeah? A dog show is like a beauty pageant, where canine contestants strut their stuff
and compete for prizes. But the real show is often behind the scenes, where the dogs get ready with more than a little help from their friends.
Funny that everyone finds you quite as appealing as I do. I know I couldn't find anyone I'd like as much as you if I tried to. There may be others more cute or more clever, but just like pieces of a puzzle, we fit together. We're a perfect match. We're two of a kind. It was perfectly natural for us to find one another. We were made for each other, we're a perfect match. 'Cause you suit me to a T. I'm as attached to you as I can be. And no wonder we're a perfect match. You suit me to a T. We've formed an attachment so instantaneously. You know.
Good, huh?
Yeah.
You may not win a blue ribbon for being somebody's friend, but you'll always come out a winner, and that's true for all kinds of friends, whether you shake their hand or you shake their paw. Shake. Good girl. Yeah, good girl. So if you are interested in friendship, then here are some other books that'll wag your tail. But you don't have to take my word for it. Huh, girl?
Yeah.
Hi, my name is Kenneth Kinese. I don't know about you, but I don't like it when people push me around telling me what to do. That's why I relate to Perlis in the story of Mrs. Loveright and Perlis her cat. Mrs. Loveright is always very chilly. When she gets her cat Perlis, she thinks all of her problems will be solved. But to her surprise, she finds out that there are lots of things that she doesn't know about cats. For example, cats are very independent. Perlis doesn't want to purr or sit on Mrs. Loveright's lap, but Mrs. Loveright forces him to. So Perlis bites Mrs. Loveright's toe to teach her a lesson. Mrs. Loveright doesn't learn her a lesson until the end of the book, when she and Perlis strike up an agreement. I learned something important from this book. No matter who your friend is, a cat, a dog, or the kid next door, you have to let them be who they want to be, or else there may be trouble.
Hi, I'm Chinana, and I want to tell you about a book that really captures what friendship is all about. It's called A Gift for Tia Rosa, and it's by Karen T. Taha. The girl in the book, Carmela, has a special friend she calls Tia Rosa. Tia Rosa is much older than Carmela and very sick. Every day, Carmela visits Tia Rosa. They laugh and talk and learn from one another. It's sad when Tia Rosa dies, but Carmela finds a special way to remember her dear friend. It's great to share your time with a friend, especially one like Tia Rosa. So get together with your best friend and read this book.
Hey, pups, I'm Fred. Here's a great book called The Puppy Who Wanted a Boy. Yeah. Petey is a puppy who is very lonely. He yearns for a little boy to play with and to be his friend. Through the whole story, Petey searches and searches. And in the end, he finds a happy home. I love a happy ending. Make no bones about it. This is a beautiful tail. Trot down to the library and sniff it out. Great book. Mm-hmm.
You know, it doesn't matter who your friends are, as long as you have them. Because man or beast, good friends are hard to come by. Huh, guys?
Yeah, that's right. I thought you'd agree.
You know what? I think it's time to find homes for you guys. So let's get going and make 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Where's 7? Oh, there you are. Let's go make 7 people very happy, okay? Looks like we're at the tail end of this show. So, I'll see you next time. Come on, guys. Here we go. Here we go. Come on, Darla. Come on, girl. Today's Reading Rainbow books are Best Friends by Stephen Kellogg, published by Dial Books for Young Readers. The Story of Mrs. Lovewright and Perlis, Her Cat, by Laura Siegel, illustrated by Paul O. Zielinski, published by Alfred A. Knopf. A Gift for Tia Rosa by Karen T. Taha, illustrated by D. DeRosa, published by Gemstone Books, a division of Dillon Press, Incorporated. The Puppy Who Wanted a Boy by Jane Thayer, illustrated by Lisa McHugh, published by William Morrow and Company.